T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to get to the Celtics presser today here coming up in a minute, but this one just kind of came out now. After listening to presser today, all three of us felt like there's a lot more here. You know, they got a lot of stuff here on Ime. That's just kind of how we felt. Well, just a little bit ago, Matt Barnes, the NBA player, right, 14 years in the league, actually ESPN analyst, I think does some stuff with the Sacramento Kings as well. He put a post up on Instagram. Now, yesterday he defended Ime Udoka on social media. And now, sounds like he's heard the whole story, and this is what he posted today on Instagram just this morning.
They won't come out and say it, and since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty, and I clearly have to say last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep, it's messy, it's 100 times uglier than any of us thought, and that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back, and it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details and it's deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. Hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too, for me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts.
So that sounds like a man that actually, like you said, got on the phone with someone who knows all the facts. Deep, 100 times worse. Oh, I mean, it sounds pretty bad.
He says he's praying for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Hope everyone gets through
this. Thoughts and prayers.
I know this is not anywhere near the same thing. I just thought of when Brady disappeared for 11 days and his teammate down in Tampa Bay said we're all praying for him in this situation.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear that someone is praying for someone else, like, oh, crap. Oh, how bad is this?
Yeah.
And it doesn't always necessarily mean that there's something hyper serious going on. But it was enough that someone called him to be like, hey, man, this is a bad look for you. You don't realize it because here's what I heard is really going on.
You're going to look foolish in about, 3 days when all the news and all the, because that's what's going to happen. Like, so if Matt Barnes is getting information, that means more people are getting information, which means TMZ is right behind them. So every little dirty secret, everything that Wick and Brad wouldn't describe, wouldn't talk about for privacy reasons, you will eventually have the entire story.
It's coming out. Too many people know.
Yeah.
Too many people know. If people are calling up Matt Barnes, who has no connection to the situation, because they're like, hey, man, this is going to be a bad look for you because eventually it's going to come out. That means that enough people know that this stuff is going to come out of it. You can't control it.
Now, Wick and Brad really couldn't get into too many details. Investigation, it kind of hid behind it, which you knew they would. There wasn't a whole bunch of new information, but there were some things confirmed. There were some things from reports that were confirmed. Let's start with Wick Grosbeck talking about what happened once they had learned of what had happened between Ime and whoever it might have been. Go ahead.
I can say a few things, and I have a few bullet points to add, and then Brad will have some words. I can say that we, as soon as we learned there was a potential situation, we immediately brought in a respected law firm to conduct a thorough investigation and impartial investigation. And they took some time. And we actually concluded that investigation with a report 2 days ago. So that's the reason for the timing here. There were leaks, by the way, around that time. Obviously, we would have nothing to do with that and nothing to gain from that and any insinuation about the leaks. We don't know where they come from. They're part of the NBA, as we all know, in this room. But it's really unfortunate. And it's unfortunate also that female staff members of the Celtics have been dragged into the public eye unwillingly and inappropriately. And we take a strong stand against that and just regret it for them. It's really, really unfortunate and not necessary.
So we'll get more into like the female staffers in a little bit, but he comes out right away and says they hired a law firm once they found out about it.
Smart.
And then is pretty strong with the leaks did not come from us of this story, because that was the accusations. The Celtics leaked this story. Gary Washburn in the Globe, he's convinced apparently that the Celtics have leaked it, because he was talking about, he wrote an article about Ime and Celtics are both to blame. The Celtics party says the Celtics, meanwhile, guilty on a different transgression. First, someone from the organization leaked the story to ESPN at nearly 11 p.m. on Wednesday, which was intentional. So Gary seems pretty convinced that the Celtics have leaked it. Wick came out and said they did not leak it. They have nothing to gain from it. Personally, I think whoever did leak it is a story that's kind of overblown. I don't really care. Like, it's stories get leaked.
How
do they benefit?
That's what was going to be my question. I mean, do they have something to gain from it by allowing themselves not to be, I guess, surprised? Because eventually someone's going to do it. So why not at least control that aspect of it and be ready with a response? Or do you think they were legitimately surprised by the entirety of it, especially since they've been dealing with it for over a month?
Well, I'd like to go back to what Wick said about not leaking it in the first place. We didn't leak it. So I took that as the front office of the Celtics, as the owners, basically who he and Brad Stevens were representing. But he can't confirm that nobody in the Celtics leaked it, unless it was every single staff member in the Celtics who could have had some. No, I'm not saying like, I just don't think that they probably went through every single person on the staff and were like, did you leak it? Okay, good. You leak it? Okay, good. You leak it? Okay, you didn't. Like, it could have come from anywhere within the staff.
What?
So
yeah.
Just him stay, even if he believes that, well, it didn't come from front office, it didn't come from the higher ups, so we didn't put it out there, doesn't mean that somebody who could have intimate knowledge of the situation couldn't have had some evidence or something that Woj could take and say, maybe this isn't the highest up source, but this is black and white right here, and I'm going with it.
Woj dropped this bomb, right? Was it 10:15 or so Wednesday night? They addressed it this morning at 11 a.m. The time in between, did it look like an organization that leaked it and was prepared to deal with it? Yesterday, we sat there all day. Nothing. Crickets. Nothing. Not even a statement. The statement they released, late last night, it was just like all day. You're like, nothing? Like, to me, it looked like an organization that wasn't really prepared to deal with it. Their investigation was over with. And somebody from whatever, maybe the investigation itself, I don't know. Maybe it was, like you said, an underling for the Celtics. I had no clue.
It was incredible, though, to watch. Gary was in the room. Gary Washburn was just like a few rows back, and Wick is like, out of nowhere, we did not leak it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, but he also admitted that they have this internal investigation, third party respected law firm that does the entire investigation,
which is common in these.
Well, which is smart. I mean, yes. I mean, holy crap! Now you go, okay, lawsuits.
You want to say it's not kangaroo court? It's not just
us
looking inside and saying you're in, you're out. We're bringing in the professionals to go through this. An unbiased third party.
And it's not the NFL getting a third party person who works for them and they pay. So that's totally different. But
or
this,
who says, hey, you brought me in, and by the way, you have a really bad record for this, so I can't do anything.
So I do think that part was smart. But so they get the results a couple days ago, and then it's leaked, right? So it was leaked Wednesday night. But he admitted in that press conference that they had gotten the results a couple days ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they already knew Wednesday what they were going to do. And as soon as they get it, they release a statement saying this is about to go down. Like somebody else did it. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Gary's on to something when he says, like, when someone says, what did I have to gain? I feel like they had something to gain. And that's why they're saying we had nothing to gain. Like, it's like they're using, like, you know, they're being dismissive
about
it.
Like I said, the leak, I don't care. The story's out. I see it in sports all the time. And I know you could always question who does it benefit. But in this one here, I'm not so sure it benefited anybody that it came out. I don't know. It's an investigation. They came to a conclusion. It is what it is. I want to get to Wick talking more about this penalty and the actual suspension. We got number 22 there, Wick, Ryan, rather. And Wick Grosbeck talking about the significant financial penalty.
Two quick ones. Is the suspension paid or unpaid? And statement alluded to violations, plural. Were there multiple violations, or can you elaborate on that at all?
We weren't planning to elaborate on either one of those topics, but the suspension comes with a significant financial, at least say a significant financial penalty when you net it all out. So that's an accurate statement, very significant financial penalty, and multiple violations. There were a couple of violations at least. Yep.
Couple at least. Is that okay? So how do you define a couple at least? Is that two? Because a couple
is two. Two for sure, and then probably some other ones that you, if you really want to be by the letter of the law, could maybe you wouldn't, but it'd be, there's more indiscretions that, you know.
At least a couple means at least a couple. Three, four, who knows? And this is what we started talking about when he started talking about violations, the S, and at least multiple couple violations. Like, they've got a lot of stuff. Okay, it wasn't just, you know, one
thing. The two obvious ones are, one, having a relationship with in the workplace environment with someone below you.
Yeah.
You know, the other one would be...
Well, we don't know that it's below, because...
We don't know.
It was, if you believe what they
say... I want to go with below.
But Christian, at the beginning of the press conference, they said that it was consensual in
July.
That's
fine.
Can it be consensual if they're on the same... If they're not on the same level at work?
If you believe that having, like, a head coach having... Who's on the same level as Ime Udoka? Like, there's not a lot of people that on the pyramid of power. Like, he's up there. And all the people who are above him are men. So I think that if it's a woman, then it's somebody who has a lower position than him. That alone in any workplace environment is frowned upon, yes?
Yes.
Even if it's consensual. Like, mm-hmm. Because they just know, like, these things end bad. This is not a good look for us. You guys, please don't do this, right? We're in love. We want to do it anyways. Hey, it ends bad. Next thing you know, everybody's pointing fingers. So that, to me, is the first one. Right. That's a violation. Hold on. The second one would be the fact that he was probably chirping at her, which they pretty much admitted to. So there's two violations alone right then and there. Now go.
Okay. Because I want to get more into Wick kind of talking about this suspension, how long it is, and he gets into his future.
The suspension is for a season through June 30th, and we will make a determination at a later time about Ime's future with us, and that'll be discussed another time and has not been decided at this point.
So it hasn't been decided at this point. So, June 30th, obviously the last game of day of the NBA season. Future is at a different day. So we've heard that before, too, right? So that was really kind of nothing new. It just, he confirmed that one. But I want to get into this next one, because they actually asked him about the one-year suspension. I think they just simply asked him, why was it 1 year? And this is what he had to say.
Wick, I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but a lot of people out there are saying this seems harsh, a whole year. Paul Pierce tweeted, this should be a fine. Is there any information you can give us to open a window into how you came to this decision, and did it descend into sexual harassment?
So on the second part, I don't have the ability to venture into the conclusions of our legal analysis, but I would say on the first part, we have reflected as a group and with outside advisors and a diverse group, in fact, of people deciding really what to do, which I take ultimate responsibility for at the Celtics, everything that is decided. But I personally feel that this is well-warranted and appropriate, backed by substantial research and evidence and facts. And so I'm standing by the decision, and Ime has accepted it and has expressed, in fact, appreciation. I don't want to belabor that, but he's been accepting of it, and he's planning to move forward on this basis. So we are over here. We are suspending him for the year, and it's in place, and we're moving forward.
Mm. So
there's a lot there.
Okay. I just want to touch on the one thing that jumped out to me in the moment. He's appreciative.
Yep. And
he said, I don't want to belabor this, but Ime was appreciative. Thank you for the suspension. Do you know what that makes me think?
What's that?
This is really bad.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting there going, thanks for not firing me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for letting me wait around and at least get a little bit of money for and save face and try to figure out my next move across this season. That's bad.
Well, how about thanks for not bringing up everything?
Yeah.
Everything you've got on me. He said it's worthwhile. You know, we're talking about the suspension. He said it's worth it. You know, and he's talking about facts. Like the beginning part where the reporter asked him about, like, did it lead to, like, sexual harassment, I think he said, and he just fumbled his words.
So on the second part, I don't have the ability to venture into the conclusions of our legal analysis, but oh, I...
Yeah. So let me ask you, what if that reporter said, so was this attempted murder? What do you think he'd say?
No, it was not.
Okay.
What if he said, I can't disclose?
Yeah, but also...
Like, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm just, if it, why is it... No, it's not that. Okay, yeah, let's stick to the point.
But I do think there is some nuance to this situation where he... You know, the guy comes out with notes, okay? So I do think
he's gonna
he has
be
to
prepared.
Be real. But I know, but I think he really wanted to stay on script because if you really wanted him to, like, you know, speak without a filter, he could go in detail. But he has to be really careful because some people may say, nah, it was sexual assault. Or some people may say no. So it just, that part.
That's being litigated.
That, yeah, that part, can you imagine at some point in time, you're probably sitting there going, there's going to be a lawsuit and someone's going to use everything I say against me at some point in time. So I got to be really careful. Well, what did you mean? Why'd you fumble around your, why'd you fumble with your words? Well, what is it? Is it yes or is it no? Is it black or is it white? Is it shady? I don't know. Like, you tell me. What happened?
And Christian, I think that he gave away more than he intended in this press conference.
I think so, too.
They were trying to stay very, very focused on message. But yes, yes. I mean, Wick is a like pretty transparent guy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And he even said before it started, sat down saying, like, I have notes here and that's unusual for me. And I think that they veered off the script
quite a few times. See, I think we were talking earlier. Did you say you didn't think you got anything out of that?
No, I didn't feel that way.
Okay, because I felt like... Like, oh, maybe it was like they didn't really say anything we didn't already know.
Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff there that I felt more. I mean,
Lou
listen.
Lou wanted more.
But
that,
I knew that they
him.
Wouldn't. For me, the whole thing was like, yesterday everybody was screaming for a statement. And I'm like, statement's going to do absolutely nothing. You know, you're talking about the women. I'm like, that's going to do nothing. There's no statement that can protect social media and Twitter. So, you know, obviously they couldn't get any details. I realized that. But there was, you know, there was a lot of things in there, like listening to Wick, that obviously we're talking about now, that just sort of confirmed the fact that they got a lot on him. Like, they got a lot. And it's one of the reasons why, as you said, he's, you know, Ime's appreciative and accepting of it. It's because he's like, so is that all that's going to come out? Like, what's going to come out? There's, okay, this one thing? Okay, good. Thank you. Because they got a lot of stuff. We heard Matt Barnes earlier say, man, when I got all the details, I was like, whoa, that's some messed up stuff going on out there. Like, he backtracked everything. That guy defended Ime Udoka last night. Today, Matt Barnes gets a phone call afterwards and comes out today on Instagram and is like, no, I take it all back. I am not backing this guy at all.
Ime who?
Yeah. I don't know Ime.
What do you think Paul Pierce said? The guy uses Paul Pierce's name in his question and says maybe, Paul Pierce said it was only he'll
maybe
be
Pierce
a fine.
Got the same call. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if he's going to, like, you know, send out another message and say, oh, my bad. I heard the same thing Matt Barnes heard.
You know how Pierce uses social media.
I'm going to get high.
He probably got it. He's like, man, whatever. It's already out there.
He's probably over it. But I think, like, just, you know, maybe you don't. I think just the tone, the demeanor, their facial expression, their body language. Like, there were so many times in that press conference where I was like, holy crap. Like they're just saying
Christian,
so much.
Brad Stevens started crying.
Yeah.
He was crying at the table.
Oh, he also mad mugged Wick.
We'll get to that.
But I want to play this quick.
Tears.
Before we get to break, I want to play this last one because talking about confirming things, you know, and like I was saying yesterday, I he's not coaching his team anymore. And really, it's going to come down to financial negotiation, lawyering up. And I've heard that's it. Like that's what they're doing right now. And I still feel like they are. I want you to hear Wick talking about this situation. And at the end, a couple of terms that he uses to confirm that Ime is not coming back. Go ahead.
I am concerned about the situation and its impact on everybody in the Celtics organization. And I do hope this represents the beginning of a new chapter and a chance to turn the page and move forward with things to some extent resolved. And I am personally very confident in the people we have here, starting with my partner and head of basketball, Brad Stevens, and everybody on the staff and the roster and the training staff and the front office and in the business office of the Celtics. We're going to stand together as a family and we're going to move forward. And I'll turn it to Brad Stevens.
So he's talking about a new chapter, turn the page, move forward. Does that sound like they're going to bring him back?
The beginning of a new chapter and a chance to turn the page and move forward.
How do you create a new chapter? How do you turn the page? How do you move forward?
We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward.
Hey, don't do that, David Culley.
He's always involved.
And bring him back. No, they're going to turn the page. It's a new chapter.
Yeah.
It's whether they think that Missoula's the guy, I don't know, but he's done. He's not coming back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.